We're on the countdown to St. Patrick's Day. The greening. It happens every year. It's bigger now than it's ever been. Let me speak to Niall Gibbons from Tourism Ireland. Hey, Niall, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank, and thanks for having me on the show again. Lovely to talk to you.
Great speaking to you, Niall. The busiest weekend of your year, and we're greening the world over.
Absolutely. Now, it's 90 years of global greening at this stage, and it's fantastic. We'll see over 300 icons lit in 45 countries around the world. Everything from traditional things like the London Eye, the fountains in Trafalgar Square, the Empire State Building. Delighted to see the Sydney Opera House coming back again. But it's great to see new countries coming on board again. So places like the Slovak Republic, Slovenia, a great array of countries around the globe that are all participating in our big project.
Now, people will say that it was an amazing thing to do when they first thought of it. But how far can we go with greening things, making Niagara Falls look green, or the Leaning Tower of Pisa look green, or the Eiffel Tower look green? Is there anything that hasn't been greened?
There are lots of things on our list that we haven't got to yet, but it's all taking time. But it's a reflection of the positivity and the glow in which Ireland is held around the globe, you know. And, I mean, the reason why, for example, the statue of Christ the Redeemer goes green in Brazil is because of the work of Irish missionaries over 100 years ago helping the poor. The reason why Table Mountain in South Africa goes green is because of the work of the St. Patrick's Trust building houses for the homeless. So, I mean, there is, a very strong, a social project behind this whole thing as well. It's not just about the PR, it's really about our patron saint. It's bringing a good reason to bring the spotlight on Ireland around the globe. And there is no other country in the world I know that does this.
Do you believe that this is one of the great signposts for Ireland, the greening and St. Patrick's Day? Is it an opportunity that we have to absolutely maximise, because it really is the only day that the world has a proper look at us?
Well, there's no other country in the world I know of that has a national day that gets so much publicity. I was very honoured and privileged to be in the White House yesterday. And again, the warmth of the relationship between the United States and Ireland is at its best. It's a ceremony that's been going on for 60 years. And, from a tourism perspective, it comes at a very good time of the year, because this is when people are thinking about booking their holidays. We've had a great renaissance in tourism across the whole island of Ireland over the last number of years. Indeed, in Northern Ireland now, we've seen an amazing increase in the number of tourists, over 2.1 million people coming last year, 2,000 new hotel bedrooms and construction in Belfast this year alone. Augurs very well for the industry in the years ahead.
And what about the White House? Do you think Donald Trump, apart from owning his golf course down in County Clare, really knows much about it? So there's a suggestion he didn't even know how many borders there were.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. The bottom line is that this is an occasion that no other country has. And from a PR perspective, it's an absolute dream. And, across the globe today, there are a lot of people that are aware of Ireland and will be coming on their holidays this summer. And that's good news for tourism.
Well, you're talking about hotels. I'm just looking out to my left. I see another one being topped out on my left-hand side. Next door to us here at City Keys, they are springing up in Belfast. And can you give us a guarantee that all of these beds and all of these hotels will be filled in the years ahead, Niall?
Well, as you know yourself, there's no guarantee in life on anything, Frank, but the bottom line is that as long as we keep on marketing and selling abroad, encouraging the industry in Northern Ireland to come abroad, and which they did in Great Falls yesterday at the Northern Ireland Business Bureau breakfast, I'm very confident for the industry in the years ahead.
Niall, happy St. Patrick's Day for tomorrow. Happy St. Patrick's weekend. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks, Frank. Of course, the biggest greening taking place tomorrow is in Twickenham, and that's where we all have to put the green jersey on and win against England.
I love it. Niall, absolutely with you on that. Let's hope we do the Grand Slam, just to put, I suppose, the shamrock on the green cake for St. Patrick's Day. You 105.